You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School with Kim Dunn.
Kim Dunn.
Search Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School on Facebook.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hey everyone, welcome to Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School, Series 2, Episode 1. I'm your host, Kim Dunk, coming all the way from the beautiful Summerland Point in New South Wales, Australia. And today's episode, we're going to look at how to calm your nervous system, creating safety, peace, and calm in an overwhelming world. So if you've ever experienced anxiety, overwhelm, overthinking, emotional exhaustion, difficulty sleeping, feeling constantly on edge, or feeling like you can never truly relax, today's conversation is definitely for you. You know, there's many people out there trying to heal and grow, awaken, and create change, just while their nervous system is still stuck in survival mode, though. And when this happens, everything really feels so much harder. You know, your nervous system is your body's communication network. It is constantly gathering information and asking one simple question. Am I safe? You know, every second of every day, your nervous system is scanning your environment, relationships, thoughts, and memories. And based on what it perceives, it decides whether you are safe or whether you need protection. And even sometimes a memory, a trigger, a stressful situation, or a thought can activate the same protective responses as if thought it was in real danger. And when the nervous system senses this danger, it activates survival responses as we know as fight, flight, freeze, and fawn. So fight looks like becoming defensive. It's needing to be right, controlling situations, frustration, being impatient, criticism, or irritability. And for some people, being strong felt safer than being vulnerable. The flight energy is that part of us that wants us to keep moving, keep busy, keep achieving, and keep fixing. And people in flight mode often struggle to more than the rest because the nervous system believes that slowing down is just unsafe. Now, freeze. This is the one that most people misunderstand. It shows up as procrastination, numbness, feeling stuck, brain fog, lack of motivation, or difficulty making decisions. And then freeze. This is not a weakness. This is your nervous system saying, it feels too much right now. And then we have fawn. Fawn is people pleasing. We're just saying yes when you want to say no, avoiding conflict and putting everyone else's needs before your own. And many sensitive and empathetic people recognize themselves in this response. And the beautiful truth is, though, that every one of these responses once actually served you a purpose. They were helping you survive. And about healing is not getting rid of them. It's about helping them realize that they no longer need to work so hard. And this is something I truly deeply understand because for many years I was living, my nervous system carried so many layers, stress, emotional pain, and many unresolved experiences in my younger years. At the time, I thought I needed to try harder, be stronger, and push through more. But now looking back, I can see that it was my nervous system had spent all these years trying to protect me. It wasn't working against me, it was actually working for me. Simply didn't know that all the danger had passed. And that understanding changed everything for me because instead of fighting myself, I began to learn how to support myself. And many spiritual people have stronger intuition, they want clearer psychic abilities and that deeper connection with spirit, But when the nervous system is stuck in a survival mode, fear can become louder than your intuition. And this is why the nervous system regulation became the first component of my Awaken and Anchor program. Before intuition, before transformation, before healing, safety comes first. Make this practical for a moment. If you're in a position where you can sit and have the time and do the breathing exercise, just follow along for a moment. So first, we just want to slow that breathing right down. So breathing in through your nose, we're going to go for four counts. So breathing in, one, two, three, four, and gently hold for two. One, two. And now release slowly for six. Two, three, four, five, six. You see, when we slow down our breathing, this sends a message to our body that says, I am safe right now. Second, we want to ground yourself in the present moment. Start by seeing if you can notice five things that you can see. Four things you can touch. Three things you can hear. Two things you can smell. One thing you can taste. This kind of grounding brings awareness to now. So it's definitely something you can try on your own in your time. And now third, let's spend some time in nature. Whether you can walk on a beach, sit under a tree, watch the sunset, nature has a remarkable ability to calm the nervous system. And fourth, reduce the constant stimulation. News, social media, notifications, and noise can keep the nervous system activated. Try and create moments of stillness wherever possible. And fifth, be kindly to yourself. Stop self-criticism and start with some self-compassion. And ask yourself, what do I need right now? And then give yourself time to really hear that message. So if you take anything from today, let it be this. You are not broken. The nervous system has simply been doing its best to protect you. Healing begins when we stop fighting ourselves and start creating safety within ourselves. And this is why the nervous system regulation is in the very first few weeks of my 12-week Awaken and Anchor program. Because when your body feels safe, healing becomes easier, intuition becomes clearer, and transformation becomes possible. If you'd like any more information on my 12-week Awaken and Anchor program, please go to my new website, www.coastalpsychicvibes.com, or my Facebook page, Coastal Psychic Vibes Spiritual School. Okay, that's enough for me for now. Do we have any callers today? Let's have a look. Paula. Hey, Paula. Yes. How are you today?
Oh, hello. Just fine. Enjoying the nice weather.
Beautiful. Is there a question you'd like to get some clarity on today, or would you just like a general reading?
A general reading would be fine.
All right. Let's see what comes up for you. And you're from South Dakota?
Yes, Yankton, South Dakota. I love it here.
Have you lived there all your life? Nice.
No. I'm originally from New York, but been living here the last 28 years.
Nice. All right, we've got a couple of cards popping out for you. What have we got? The Eight of Air. The lack of self-confidence. Being afraid to take action. Okay. Are you approaching retirement?
Am I afraid of it?
Yeah, I've just got retirement for you.
No, I'm retired, but I'm not afraid of it. I love it.
Okay. All right. No problem. But you're definitely in retirement. Okay. Because that's what the card was coming out as, retirement.
Yes.
Nice. Okay. So the definitely. Next one that's popped out for you is the Eight of Water. It's saying seeking more from life than what you're experiencing. Are you, do you feel like you're on a spiritual quest yourself?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, now this is what this card's saying, that you're seeking more. I feel like you want to gain as much information as possible. Yeah, you've definitely had a change in priorities yourself. So what are you doing with yourself to keep you busy after retirement?
I take care. I adopted my two grandchildren, so they keep me quite busy. Oh. And one's got autism, another one's got a lot of medical problems. So right now I'm dedicating my life to them right now. I'm finding
Beautiful.
My spiritual path.
Excellent. Yes, this card, the Four of Water, the distractions of daily life.
Yeah. Man, I wouldn't change it ever. I love everything about it.
Nice. You've also pulled the Justice card. Stand up for what you believe. Try and see all sides of the situation. So that I feel like that's with the children.
Yes, yes. I get a lot of, I travel a lot with my granddaughter because every 6 months we got to travel to another state and get doctor appointments. And it's kind of rough and a lot of people look at me because my age is like, can you do it? But I don't let nobody run me down or say otherwise. Yeah. You're 20 at heart.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. look, I've got the Six of Earth has popped out for you. It's saying the good you do comes back to you. And I feel that's with your grandchildren. And I feel that's the love
exactly.
It's the love that comes back to you. It's the love that comes back.
Yes.
I feel like you have you just recently paid off a debt?
Almost. Paid it off.
Okay.
I bought a house and it's almost paid off.
Okay. Yeah. So that's, like, I feel like that's coming this year, the end of this year, that it'll be yours.
That'd be nice. Yeah, it paid off.
Okay. The Eight of Earth has also popped out for you and it's saying learning all you can about a subject. And I feel like that's your spirituality at the moment.
Yes. Yes.
They say you pay a lot of attention to detail.
Mm-hmm.
But they're saying, see if you can find yourself a mentor, whether you've got a woman's group or women's group or something. Yeah, I feel like you'll get a lot out of it. And just even just spiritually, but for your own mental health as well. You know what I mean? That you need something apart from the children. They can't, as much as we want them to be our whole lives, you need time for you too. So make sure you're giving that to yourself because the more time you give to you, the more you can actually give back as well, if that makes sense.
Yes, and I just got a nurse, so it helps me out. She's with me now 5 days a week. So if I want to take off and have me time, I can.
Perfect. Now, have you been thinking about traveling, like just with yourself, whether it's a weekend away or whether it's an overseas holiday or something? I feel like
getting
there's a bit of travel
to,
coming up.
Travel to Colorado. Yeah, get the 5th of July. Got to travel to Colorado for her doctor's appointment. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. That makes sense. Okay. The beautiful Three of Waters popped out for you. News worth celebrating. Joyful announcements. I feel like there's someone around you getting engaged. There's a wedding or a pregnancy or a graduation. There's something around you that someone's, there's a celebration.
Probably my son, he's engaged. And they're trying to plan a wedding, but not sure when.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, because it says engagement's wedding. So that's excellent. It's also saying a time for gratitude as well. So don't forget to make sure that you tell the universe how grateful you are for anything and everything that you are grateful for. Because when we express gratitude, that allows the universe to bring more good things into our lives. So make sure that gratitude is something that you're trying to do at least once a day, and even if it's just for the small blessings.
Right. And I've been working on that. That's weird you said that.
Beautiful. So the five of earth has just popped out and it's saying reach out to others for assistance. So don't feel like you've got to do this all on your own. I feel like there's many people who will put their hand up if you need help that will come and do it. So just make sure that you're asking that and allowing others to help you when you need.
Yes, I'm stubborn about who comes around my grandchildren, who watches them. Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Okay.
Yeah.
We've got the six of fire that's popped out, and that's my victory card.
I understand that.
Yeah, I feel like it's around the kids.
Yes.
I feel like you're the victory for them.
Yes. I've had a battle because of my age. I've had, like I said, my grandson 10 years. My granddaughter 3 years, 3.5 years now, but I've had her since the day she was born, and my grandson, and they fight me constantly about my age and make sure I get strong enough to do it. And you know, they're starting to say, hey, she's doing it all on her own in the hard times, and starting to cut me a break, seeing I can do it, you know. So it feels like I've won a victory for many years battles.
Excellent, excellent. I'm glad that resonates. The other card that's popped out with that one is the Five of Fire. And this is saying walk away from drama unless the situation is really worth your time. I don't know if this is the kid's parents or somebody else, but they're saying that you need to pick and choose your battles with them, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, because they keep on telling their parents are not good people, and you know, I keep on trying to give them a chance, and you know, everybody's like, just walk away from it, just walk away, you know. But it's hard when it's,
And this is what this card is saying, walk away from drama unless the situation is really worth your time, you know. I think you already know, anyway.
I know it's not, but I keep on doing it, yes.
Yeah.
Enabling. Yes, yep. I got that. Boy, these cards are right on.
So the Ten of Air that's popped out for you, it's saying a weight lifted off your shoulders. So I'm not sure if there's something you've been waiting on, or there's something that this weight is definitely going to be lifted for you. And you'll really be able to feel that, if that makes sense.
Yes, I totally understand what you're saying, because I asked for a nurse to finally match up with me, because I've gone through four of them, because none of them was up to par to taking care of the kids. And I finally got one, you know, working out where I can do what I need to do.
Perfect. Now my next card that pops out is the Seven of Air, and the Seven of Air is saying a loss of peace of mind or personal freedom. And I feel like it's the personal freedom that you've lost because of the children, if that makes sense.
Right. Yes. Sometimes I do. I long just to, even though I got a nurse until she gets used to the kids, it's like I just long to just go to a store by myself, you know?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. It's saying that you've got the ability to multitask, though, and you do it very well.
Yes, yes. I do.
Okay. So the One of Waters popped out. Beautiful card. Awakening a psychic abilities or spiritual insights. Wow. We've all got psychic abilities. It's just a matter of, you know, working on those to bring them out. But I feel like it's the spiritual insights.
Yeah, I get premonition. Really...
Ah, perfect.
Yeah.
Well, make sure, they're absolutely happening. Don't doubt those, okay?
Yeah, I second guess them and it's like, what? You know.
Now, I feel... Yeah, look, I feel like your spirit team, we've all got a spirit team, And I feel like your spirit team, do you do any meditation?
I don't, but I do a lot of praying with my guides and stuff, yeah. But I don't really meditate.
Keep doing that and keep talking. Yeah, just, as long as you're in solitude, just keep talking to your spirit team. I feel like they want to be able to send you messages and give you some help.
Yes. I seem to avoid them, you know, crystals pop out of nowhere and I'm like, oh no, not again.
Yeah. I love it. Okay.
Yeah.
We've got the Seven of Water that's popped out as well, the Seven of Water. And it's saying, you're a procrastinator. Do you procrastinate?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Okay. Yep. It's just saying, stop procrastinating or overanalyzing.
Mm-hmm.
But my last card has popped out for you. The last card that popped out for you is an absolutely beautiful card. It is the, and whether you can see it there, it's the star card. The star, have faith, the future is bright.
Wow.
Dreams come true. Positive changes that will bring an end to challenging time. There is light at the end of the tunnel.
That's crazy because I've been looking at the stars and thinking about the end of the tunnel, about proceeding with my crystal healing.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, thank you so much for calling in tonight.
Yes, and thank you. That everything was beautiful. Thank you. And it resonated.
You're so welcome.
It came up right when it needed it. Okay, thank you for your time.
I love that for you.
Okay.
You have a great night. Thank you so much.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Bye. I'm a love from Stamford, Connecticut.
Hello.
How are you tonight?
You?
Yeah, really good. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Are you after a general read tonight, or would you like something specific answered?
Yeah, I have a specific. It's like a two-part question, but I think it's connected together. So I just finished a manual. It's a writing project, and it's the guy's name is Gary, and it's been It's been 6 months. I'm waiting to hear from him. That's part number one. And I feel like I'm going to meet, relationship wise, I'm going to meet somebody through this opportunity that Gary is offering me. So anything you got with that, I think it's all going to happen at the same time. What do you feel?
Yeah.
Is Gary getting back to me? Yeah.
Yep. So we're in year one, year of the horse, numerology wise. So this is all about fresh starts, new beginnings, and I've pulled the wheel for you. So the wheel is a fresh new start, the end of delays, sudden or unexpected progress, a very positive time in your life. So I feel like this is definitely going to come into fruition for you because you've also pulled the Ten of Earth, financial security for yourself and your family, peace and contentment in your life. Passing on knowledge, which I feel like that's to do with work as well.
Yes.
You're also saying you need balance in your life. More balance. Working too much, you need to have some fun as well. So don't forget to have that balance.
Yes.
But at the moment, you're feeling like quite in that feeling of entrapment, that not knowing. You feel like you're sort of in the middle waiting. A lack of self-confidence isn't helping you either, unfortunately. So you really need to find some ways to get that confidence of yours. News worth celebrating. Another card that's come out. Joyful announcements. Let's pull some more cards for you, see what else we've got. So you're just waiting on a phone call, basically, from this guy.
Yeah, for him to respond and to get things going, because he offered me this opportunity back in January, and then I finished my project, I submitted it to him, and I'm sure he's trying to pull some strings here, but it's like crickets. I've heard nothing. It's very interesting journey.
Just pulling out my pendulum. I'm just going to ask my pendulum and see. Source energy, are you connected? Okay, this is my yes at the moment. So my yes is a nice big circle and a no, thank you. And my no is coming back and forth. Now, his name is Gary, was it?
Yeah, his name is Gary, the guy who's looking
Will
into
Will Gary them. Contact Emla from Connecticut regarding this job opportunity? Okay, I'm getting a yes.
Okay.
Okay, yep. So that's just a matter of being patient. I feel like it's waiting for the right timing, if that makes sense.
Do you feel a sense when this might be coming together?
Sure. See, what you're looking. All right, I've just asked July, and I'm getting a yes for July.
Okay, okay.
So next month. Next month.
Okay, okay.
But more importantly.
So do you feel like this person who's coming in, like, through Gary, like, is it all connected of new beginnings with that coming into play?
Absolutely.
Too?
You're spot on.
Okay.
Your intuition is spot on because the beautiful one of water popped out for you. The beautiful one of water says, a beautiful new emotional experience. Romantic relationship.
Okay.
A love letter. So there's definitely that, you're on the money. He's definitely coming in. Let's just see. See, these are going to come in together, aren't they? Yeah, the job and the new man getting a yes.
So do you feel like it's going to be July or August for the other person coming in?
Let's have a look. No, July. I feel like you're going to automatically go bang, bang, the job and the relationship all in the 1 month.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Queen of Fire's popped out for you. The Queen of Fire is saying you're brilliant, you're talented, independent. There's nothing you cannot do. Believe in yourself and never underestimate your ability to make your dreams come true. Okay, so it's all about mindset, the law of attraction. What we're thinking about, what we're focusing on, we are creating our reality of. So make sure that all that mindset is beautiful things and being open to new love and open to this job. And, it is yours. It's all yours. And, again, we're in that year one. So all these beautiful things are happening for so many people on the planet right now. It is also saying, though, that the need for balance between career and personal life. And I really feel like that this new guy coming in will give you that the balance that you're after between the two.
Yeah. This time,
you're quite spiritual.
Feel like I work so hard, and it's not to discount anything that it's all part of the process, but it's just like. I just have to, patience is important, so.
Yeah, absolutely. So the King of Earth has popped out. He is compassionate. He is accomplished. He has charismatic. He is grounded. Everything turning out beautifully.